Art Kapinski with the mail. I am Eon Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Rodriguez. Eddie Rodriguez is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/22/22. Period. At that time, he was in the back seat of a work truck, sleeping with his right leg stretched and his arm on the seat rest. Period. His head was against the headrest. Period. There was a motor vehicle accident in which he believes he injured his neck and shoulder, after which he went to the emergency room. Period. Had further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be diagnosis of whiplash and pinched nerve. Period. He did not undergo any injections or surgery, but did have therapy through July of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, he was attended to by EMS personnel on 8/22/22. Period. They transported him to AtlanticCare emergency room. Period. He related being the unrestrained rear passenger on the driver's side when the vehicle was struck on the passenger side at approximately 35 miles per hour. Period. Pain in the right shoulder. Period. He was evaluated, including physical exam and likely x-rays that are not at my fingertips. Period. He was diagnosed with a minor motor vehicle crash, injury, comma, right shoulder injury, comma, right sided neck pain, comma, enclosed head injury, for which he was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Rodriguez was then seen on 9/1/22 by Dr. Stern, S-T-E-R-N, rating his pain in the right shoulder going up to the neck at 8/10. Period. He had numbness and throbbing pain on his arm and shoulder. Period. He did relate having x-rays of the shoulder done at the emergency room. Period. He was diagnosed by this nurse practitioner with right shoulder and neck sprain and strain, status post-motor vehicle accident. Period. He was instructed to apply heat, comma, continue ibuprofen, comma, and perform range of motion exercises. Period. He was cleared to return to work without restriction. Period. He did follow up on 9/8/22, reporting some improvement, but has some stiffness, especially in the morning when he wakes up. Period. Exam found no signs of external trauma at the right shoulder. Period. There was no swelling or ecchymosis. Period. He had some palpable tenderness over the posterior, comma, lateral, and anterior aspect of the shoulder with full range of motion. Period. An additional diagnosis of right cervical strain was also given. Period. His status was to continue as far as work and use of ibuprofen. Period. He followed up here over the next many weeks, running through 12/10/22. Period. He had finally undergone a cervical spine MRI, which was negative for disc herniations or nerve root impingement. Period. There was mild facet arthritis. Period. Dr. Stern commented there were no clinical findings at the present time to substantiate any other pathology. Period. Had persistent subjective complaints of right shoulder pain. Period. New paragraph. An accident. Scratch that. A note from EMS on 12/26/22, when he was conscious and alert actively urinating in an empty parking lot with the police department on location. Period. He was, scratch that. The officer noted he was dispatched for an assault and period. He then was he admitted to being under the influence of alcohol and marijuana and an unknown controlled substance. Period. He explained he was assaulted in the face an unknown amount of times and believes he was knocked unconscious for 5 to 20 minutes. Period. He was stabilized and taken to the emergency room the same day. Period. He had several laboratory and radiographic studies performed. Period. On exam, the left front upper central incisor was with distal tip broken off. Period. The lower mid lip had a 1 centimeter inner laceration and 1 centimeter outer laceration with no active bleeding. Period. He had a CAT scan of the head that showed no acute intracranial abnormality. Period. He had a CAT scan of the facial bones that showed no evidence of fracture. Period. He had a CAT scan of the cervical spine without fracture or subluxation. Period. He was diagnosed with a fractured tooth, comma, closed head injury, comma, assault, comma, and alcohol abuse, for which he was treated and released. Period. Mr. Rodriguez was then seen by Dr. Chanick, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, for his right shoulder. Period. He claimed that he was injured at work on 8-22-22. Period. He was treated with physical therapy for 3 months with mild improvement. Period. His current pain was in the right side of his neck, with tingling radiating down his right arm into the fifth finger. Period. He stated his pain is worse at rest and better with movement. Period. He denied any history of any other shoulder or neck injuries in the past. Period. He did not convey the history of recent trauma during his assault. Period. X-rays of the right shoulder showed no fractures, nor joint or osseous abnormalities. Period. MRI of the right shoulder on 12-8-22 showed no abnormality. Period. MRI of the cervical spine from that same date showed no herniation or central canal stenosis. Period. There's mild multilevel foraminal stenosis greater on the right throughout the cervical spine. Period. Dr. Chanick diagnosed right-sided cervical pain with radiculitis and right shoulder joint pain. Period. For the shoulder, he was at maximum medical improvement and does not need further treatment. Period. He will be seeing physiatry for his cervical spine, for which he already had an appointment. Period. On 2-9-23, he was seen by Dr. Axelrod for his neck pain. Period. He reviewed the cervical MRI that was unrevealing. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia and muscle spasm, for which independent care was instructed. Period. The petitioner was seen at the emergency room again on 6-7-23 and diagnosed with acute otitis externa and otitis media of the right ear. period, physical exam. General appearance, he stated he has a second job, which is his own painting company, period. He was active in it while out of work for the subject event, period. Extremities, upper. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12. Period, on the left, this was to T7. Period, motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, there was callus formation on the palms, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities, lower, normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was volitionally limited to 30 degrees, and right rotation was non-reproducibly performed to 60 degrees. Period, mesh with the cervical spine was otherwise full without discomfort. Period, mild tenderness to palpation about the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left, comma, the trapezii, comma, or in the midline. Thoracic, he was tender to palpation in the right suprascapular musculature, but there was none on the left. Lumbosacral, the examinee pointed out he is a bony growth on the right anterior superior iliac spine that is tender to palpation. Period, this does not have any bearing on the injuries he sustained on A22-22. Period, impressions. On 8-22-22, Eddie Rodriguez was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision during which he was unrestrained. Period, he was taken by EMS personnel to the emergency room where he had a further workup that was unrevealing. Period, he was treated and released. Period, then was seen by Dr. Stern, who treated him conservatively with physical therapy. Period, right shoulder MRI was done on 12-8-22 to be inserted here. Period, he saw Dr. Stern through 12-10-22. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was also seen by Dr. Janik on 127-23 for his neck. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Dr. Janik followed his progress through 29-23. Period. Mr. Rodriguez was involved in an assault. He was the victim of an assault and had to go to the emergency room again. Period. He sustained trauma to multiple body areas, but radiographic studies did not show any significant acute abnormalities. Period. In paragraph, the current evaluation found him to have full range of motion of the right shoulder. Variable mobility about the cervical spine, but no associated muscle spasm. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the back, comma, right shoulder, comma, or neck. Period. He does remain quite functional, as noted in his continued position in the workforce, period. And that is the end.